Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the best way to compliment the sermon delivered by your preacher is to bring a friend to hear the next one. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you again today. We're glad that we're studying together and talking about the Word of God. Let's get back now to our study, and we're talking about principles that have to do with a proper application of the Word of God. How do we apply Bible authority? Well, we suggested one of the ways that we understand the Word of God is to understand that there were three different ways that God dealt with people in time past: the patriarchal, the Jewish, and the Christian. The patriarchal had to do with God speaking directly to the fathers. The Jewish had to do with the delivering of the Ten Commandment law and the laws that attended that particular law. The Christian has to do with the law that governs you and I today, and it's the way God deals with people today. So when we understand those dispensations, we don't try to apply what was said to the patriarchs to our Christian dispensation. And we don't try to take what the Christian dispensation requires of us and apply it to people, for instance, under the Jewish dispensation or under the patriarchal dispensation. We do the things that are instructed in the law that we live under. And so our New Testament law says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." But the patriarchs were not required to do that. You and I are not required to offer animal sacrifice, but people under the Jewish dispensation were. So understanding this dispensation is a way of understanding the Word of God. We also indicated that there must be an understanding as to what is required and what is a matter of judgment or opinion. Look at the fact that the Lord said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Is it required that I go? Yes. Is it a matter of opinion as to whether I go or not? No. The Lord said, "Go." He said, "Go preach," and then he said, "Preach the gospel." Do I have a right to my own opinion as to what I preach? No. That's a matter of faith, isn't it? But now look at how judgment sometimes enters into that. When I go, can I go in a car? Can I go by walking? Can I go in an airplane? Are there different methods of going? Yes. Well, is one required by the statement, "Go and preach the gospel"? No. What is required is the going and preaching the gospel. And I think you can see the difference along these lines. Some things are required. Some things are matters of judgment. All right. Now, let's look at three things that have to do with understanding and establishing Bible authority. First of all, for a thing to be authorized, there may be a direct statement to this effect, a command. Acts 10 and verse 48, "And he commanded them to be baptized." Doesn't sound like a matter of opinion, does it? He commanded them. In 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, Paul said, "As I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye." The instructions were given. There's a direct command. So there's a command to be baptized. There's a command to give on the first day of the week. So those are established by direct commands. All right. Also, we establish Bible authority by examples. When we find apostles under the direction of the Holy Spirit, meeting with the brethren and giving them instruction as to what they're to do, then that also is a part of the establishment of authority. Now look at Acts 20 and 7. The record says, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now, the passage in Acts 20 and 7 says, there was communion, the breaking of bread, on the first day of the week. Well, that's an example. Is that example binding? Should we do that today? Well, notice who it is that's involved, the Apostle Paul. And he was one who was told, teach the disciples to do all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So here's an example that is binding. In Acts 20 and 7, on the first day of the week, they met together and they broke bread. That is, they communed. So when today we want to know about communion, when should we take the communion? We just simply look at this example and we have the answer. On the first day of the week, an apostle instructed brethren to observe the Lord's Supper on the Lord's day. Then there are also some things that we learn just by implication. There are some things that it's just implied. For instance, I look at Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, when Jesus came up straightway out of the water. Well, when he came up out of it, there's something implied. What is it? He went down into it. That isn't hard to see, is it? The passage says he came up out of it, but you don't come up out of something until you go down into it. And so, baptism is immersion. And very clearly, there is evidence that's the applying of Bible authority. Because Jesus came up out of the water, he went down into the water. It could not have been sprinkling or pouring. Well, we appreciate your studying with us, and I hope that we have helped some in your study of the Word of God. Listen again on Monday. We remind you it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.